Mad cow disease, or BSE, has never been found in the United States, although it's been linked to a human brain-wasting illness that killed 100 people in Europe. And BSE appeared last year in Japan. The U.S. government already bans the practice of giving beef cattle feed made of other animal parts that might carry the disease. But up to now, it hasn't prevented consumers from buying brain meat and parts attached to the brain like cheek meat and tissue connected to an animal's spinal column. USDA wants to end the sale of those parts, as well as intestines that are used for sausage making. State veterinarian Clarence Sirocki says BSE would most likely have shown up by now if it was going to, since imports of British cattle have been banned from the U.S. since 1989.
Seems to me like we need to have a little bit of reason injected into some of these BSE rules anymore. Some of them are getting a little bit more reaction to hypothetical than reaction to real science.
Plus, Sirocki says USDA's plans to require farmers to destroy or bury sick, injured, or dead cattle on the farm may be overkill. The government wants to make sure a potential case of the disease doesn't spread. But Sirocki says it takes away the option of sending some animals to a rendering plant and may be impractical.
Who's going to differentiate between whether it being a central nervous system problem or something else? And if you can't, then you're going to say all animals need to be buried on the farm. Well, we got farms out there that are 10 acres with 400 head of cattle on.
Sirocki says research on composting dead animals is underway in Wisconsin and elsewhere around the country. Besides these proposed rules that have been hailed by consumer advocacy groups, USDA says it will double the number of cattle being tested for BSE. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.